Or is there a pomet should leak wall of Bishabas Divri Hakalosa? Lohid leaker all of, if you didn't light it, Encham Divri Hakamutter. If it wasn't lit at the beginning of Shabbos, then it remains mutter. Why? Because since it's Shomatchis, it's not Mias, so Muksa Machmas Mias you don't have. Muksa Machmas Isser also you don't have, because you didn't light it at the beginning of Shabbos. Therefore it remains mutter. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda. We'll see more about Eish. It's a very short story what the Muks of Eish is. We'll see more later on in the period. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Mito a bed. Sheyachta lemoyis. You set it aside to leave your money on top of this bed. Yes, we can leave your money now. Is Osla Tautla, Vizoya and Shabbos, you're not going to touch this meter anymore. Since this meter is bed is miyuchat to hold money, and money is Muksa on Shabbos, so maybe you can't touch the bed either. So mashma just with has money, just the fact that you meyached the bed. In mashmidlo, you didn't put money on the bed yet. You set it aside to do it. It remains muksa. For the more meitzvei, we have nachrab yitzchok mitalklin ner chodesh avolo yoshu. You're allowed to touch a new lamp, but not an old one. Obazai uman ner madach ner lamp to lahochi avidi. A lamp is oimit to use for burning. Still we say, if it didn't light it yet, you're allowed to move it around here. It's not muksa yet. A bed is not only made to keep money on top of the bed. A bed is made to use, to sleep on. It's like kol shchein, that kol zaman you didn't use the bed yet, avada shouldn't become osa. So avada, just on the fact you have das to use it, doesn't ask for just like the nair itself. Even though a nair, a lamp, is only to be used, but kol zaman you didn't use it yet, it doesn't become muksa. Here also, kol zaman you didn't put the money on top of the bed, havada the bed should not become muksa. So the more eli yit mahochi, if you want to know what he meant to say like this. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, mito a bed, sheyachta lemois, that you set aside this bed to be used to store your money on top of the bed. It depends. If before Shabbos you take to put your money on top of the bed, is also tetulei. Now on Shabbos is also to move this bed. And we'll soon see, even if you took the money off the bed, still the bed is muksa. About this bed now was meyuchid to use to store money on it, and you one time had money on top of it, then it's chal muksa. Mashenkin lohen yechol olehem mois, mutla tautloi. But if you never put money on it yet, it's like a mutla to metaltlo. Even though you meyachid it yet, still it's mutla to metaltlo. But the same thing with a wallet. If you bought a wallet, and you didn't use it yet, you didn't put any money in it yet, the wallet won't become muksa. But once you put money in the wallet in the middle of the week, then this is called the kli hamyuchad lemuksa. It remains muksa. Mashenkin zok meraita lo yichta lemois. Let's say this bed was not miyuchad to put money. You didn't set aside your bed to store money on top of it. Depends. Yesh lemois oser letautlo. If you have money now at the beginning of Shabbos, or from before Shabbos, you had money on top of your bed. So since money is muksa, and the bed now was the boss that is holding up the bed also remains muksa. It's also totally, you can't move the bed right now. Ain't no lehem mois, but if there's no money on top of the bed, mutla tautla. Then you're allowed to be metautla. Whereas the chiddush is, even though there was money on the bed Friday, but since you weren't miyachid this bed to be used for money, so when the money goes off it, there's no muksa, it remains muksa. Vaitavuhu shalahoy yoleh ben ashmoshes. Avada, providing you did not have the money on top of your bed, ben ashmoshes. Because if you had the money on your bed, ben ashmoshes, even though the bed is not meyuchad lekach, but calls the money is on the bed is muksa. Because his boss is a davar osur, it's holding up a davar osur. Therefore, at the beginning of Shabbos, it was muksa. We pask in migu this katsoi, ben ashmoshes, he remains muksa those Shabbos. Said Rashi, lo yach to lemois, is ein ole mois. If it's not meyachad and it doesn't have any money now with Shabbos, is mutla tautlo. Even though on Friday or Thursday he had money on your bed, but since you were miyachrit for it, when the money goes off it, the bed becomes mutter. It's a regular kli. Mashenkin, if you had money on the bed at the beginning of Shabbos, then the bed remains mukset, it's bosses of rosser, and you can't move the bed the whole Shabbos. So it's a little scary. Obviously, says if you have your money on your bed, your bed should lie muksa. But the aloch is exactly when you say bosses dov roser. The famous Tosfos over here, yeshaleh moyes osla tautloi akocha b'maniachari. It's only talking about where you put it there, bedaf that you wanted it to stay there on Shabbos. The b'shochach, but you just forgot it there. Tanan a perk noito manara kar v'nefilis. You don't have a sore bustles of rosam. It's just by mistake something fell there. Of a fat owl money, if you find a quarter on your bed, the zikr didn't put it there, but that's to say the whole Shabbos. It just happened, it fell out of your pocket and it's there. Then you wouldn't have the sore from bustles. It doesn't become bustles. Then avada the yetzer is, since you want to use the bed, tilt them and atzad would be mutter. If you want to move it with another kli, you take your pajamas and move it off with the pajamas, that'll be mutter. By tilt them and atzad, that's mutter, wouldn't like muksa. Bustles you only have when you put it down there with das, as you stay there the whole Shabbos. That's why leicht is the mosh, the bustles of rosa. So beginning of Shabbos, when you put in there at top of the leichter, you have das, the candle should stay here. You want it to stay in the leichter, and you want the fire to be on top. But since you have das, it should be there. The beginning of Shabbos, that remains bustles, that remains awesome. If we don't have das to put it there, it wouldn't become awesome.
If I made your coat, same thing?
Same thing. Place it down, I'm not sure. I mean, you find one, you call there, but they're different halachas. I mean, the halachur, you put it there. Shav, you put it there to stay there for Shabbos now. Maybe you didn't have das to keep it there for Shabbos. No, wouldn't be the bosses. The coat is also better, because the coat, we say, the ikur is the coat. The pocket is the tougher to the coat. So the coat doesn't become muksa because of the pocket. So in the house, you'll be mutter to carry it. Just the shav, you can't go outside with it, though. So it says you have to turn it up upside down, and about to tilt them in outside, we mutter. Right.
Omar
Rula. Master Reb Lezer. Rula is the Master Reb Lezer is the kasher on this cloud now. Muchni shalom, if you have the wheels of a wagon, muchni shalom, wheel to a wagon, tens. Bisman she nishmetis. Because the man, you could just pull off the wheel, off the wagon, take the tire off your car. Ain chibbalah. It's not called mechuba to the wagon. What does that mean? Musus negate hilchos tuma. If the wagon becomes tuma, so lav dafka the wheel also becomes tuma. Since the wheel could be pulled off the wagon, it's not called mechubah to it. V'yein nimdedes imo. You don't count it. Like see how big it is. It's not part of the wagon. Moshal, certain kelim becomes so big it's not mekabel tuma anymore. It's too big to mekabel tuma. So if the wagon is too big, but the wheel will still be mekabel tuma because it's not called part of the wagon. V'yein matzelis imo b'yer lemeis. It doesn't become matzil in oil ha-meis. Hey, certain times oil ha-meis, if the thing itself is not mekabel tumah, it's matzil in oil. It could be a mechitza. It doesn't let the tumah goes up. If you have something that itself is not mekabel tumah, that's like mafsig. Doesn't let the tumah go up. Mashenka, this muchni, even though the wagon itself, it could be in oil to stop the tumah from going up, but the wheel itself can't stop it. The wheel is not considered part of the wagon itself. Could be pulled off. You pull it off. It's pushed till you can't. So in my case, we could. It's man shinish metatis. When it's supposed to was when you could pull it off. Vayta v'yein gurin oisa b'shabes. V'yein gurin oisa b'shabes. This man shiyesh aleh mois. When there's money on top of this wheel, you're not allowed to pull the wheel on Shabbos. Why? Because this boss is over also. Since the money is muksa, you can't pull the wheel also now. So diik ho'eno leh mois shari. Mashma, if you don't have money on top of the wheel, then you are allowed to move the wheel. Afagav, the heavy olay ben ashmoshes. Mashma, even though you had money on top of the wheel at the beginning of Shabbos, and you put the money there to stay there at the beginning of Shabbos, so chura chublai bosses dov rosor. So about was there at the beginning of Shabbos, the wheel chublai bosses dov Shabbos. It says not like that here. It says here, if his man, the money falls off it, the wheel becomes muksar. And my Yas was saying not that. We're saying here this meat of this bed. Even though you weren't miyached the bed to use for money. But at the beginning of Shabbos, right before Shabbos, you put money v'das to stay on top of this bed. So the bed now is holding up the money. That's called bosses holding up muksa. The bed itself does become muksa. Even later when the money falls off the bed. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was muksa, that's migul, this got sorry, it means also no Shabbos. And here by mukhti it says not like that. Here it says this wheel. Even though you had money on top of the wheel at the beginning of Shabbos, where you put the money there, but that's to stay there, still later when it falls off, it becomes mutta. So what's the stira to us? And the Gemara, no. Here, Reb Shimoni, the Lesle Muksa. It's no stereo. This price here of Muchni, this mission of Muchni, goes and leave it to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon does know from the side of Muksa means Migul Diskatsoi. He owes only. Calls the man, the money is on top of the wheel. Havadi can't touch the wheel. Because if you touch the wheel, Vati can touch the money, it blives Muksa. Just like his also masking, when the light is lit, calls the man, the lamp is lit, he's masking, he can't move the lamp. because you're touching the fire then. You're being metal to the muktzah. Mashenki, when the light goes out, then he holds you could use the shemen. Who are there also? When the money falls off the mukhni, now there's no muktzah on the mukhni. Just you want to say, migu this katsoi, since the beginning of Shabbos, it was a muktzah. If Shimon does not for migu this katsoi, he also knows later when the muktzah goes off, it becomes mutter. Here also, when the mukhni comes off, it becomes mutter. But Shankin before, that was Rav's halacha. Rav is the one that says that the mita, if you have money on the mita at the beginning of Ben Eshmoshes, it remains also the whole Shabbos. That's because Rav's not the Gemara of Rav, Kev Yudah Sirulei. Because Rav holds the Kev Yudah. Holds for mukhsa yisem igus katsoi. So there's no spirit for Rav in this Mishnah. This Mishnah, mukhni goes according to Rav Shimon. And Rav himself holds the Kev Yudah, lalach, he passed like Kev Yudah. That's also. So Rashi, see Rashi. A little bit, Rashi. Rashi Mukhni Shalo. On top of Mukhni Shalo. Kabe Shida Tanan. Vimesech the Kalim. Via Gola, it's a wagon. Shalates, Mukepas, Machitis, Makepas, and Noshim, Noshim. Mukhni Oifen. Oifen is the side of it, the wheel of it. Is Bisman, Shinishmetes. Kain Oifni Agola, like this, the wheels of an Agola. Shalonu. Shodim Yochla Salkim in Agola. You can take it off the Agola. Something you can take off. Something that you can take off. What? So that's not good. No, you can pull it off. It's not mechubit to it. Is ena chibulah di chashuvihi kli liatzma. Consider the kli by itself. Di shida bas kibulitumo. If the kli itself, the wagon itself, is not so big, it's mekabutumo. He could go in shein amachzekas memso. Balach, it's not so big to mekabul memso. When itumo hashida and the wagon itself became tumed, lo nitma mukhni. Mukhni is not doesn't become tumerosa. Vi la bas kibulitumo. But let's say the wagon is so big, it's bigger than 50-40 saw, that the wagon can't be kabel tumah, v'noga tumah v'muchni, but the sheretz touched the muchni itself, ha-muchni t'mei li'atzma, it could be mekabel tumah. T'lei chashiva mished, it's not called part of the shidam, v'imetaltela melei rekonis yeshbo beis kibbol, that's the beis kibbol, it could touch by itself, it's called a kli by itself. Alright, let's skip the rest of this rashi, tumah dikishay l'zim. But that's the cloud that negated to us, though, is that the money on top of it, here it says when the money falls off, it becomes mutter. And we also said it's also the territory of Rashi, bottom Rashi. Here you have Shimon, he. Omiyo, moyis loichozimidi. Money of Adis loichozimidi, no matter where it is, it blives muksum. Omoydi Reb Shimon, yoydin olivoser. His kozim on the money itself was on top of the wig, the top of the wheel. If Shimon is moydi, you can't touch the wheel. But that's like you're touching the muksum itself. Just when the money falls off the wheel, now it's mukta and smutter. I ben ashmoshes it was also. Reb Shimon does not for me this katsoi. Mashenkin Rav's din that said if you put money on your bed at the beginning of Shabbos, you can't touch it on Shabbos. That's because Rav holds the migul katsoi. So now for Rav Reb Yudah really, and that's why we hold us like Reb Yudah. That's why usually we say at the beginning of Shabbos when you have your lechtas on the table, you should also have some other things on the table also. Because Azoi, since the lechta is on top of the table is holding up the lechta, the table becomes bosses also. So the table will be muksa the whole Shabbos. And you won't be able to move your table on Shabbos. Therefore the Eitzri is put the challah on the table before Shabbos. So now at the beginning of Shabbos, the table is the bosses to two things. It's holding up the lechta, but it's also holding up the challah. A bosses, the dover os, and dover mutter doesn't become bosses, it's mutter. Therefore you'll be allowed to touch the table on Shabbos. Who would in our bed? Says, "Lo yitzli on top of the bed. You'd have a pillow on the bed also. So male of the bed is holding up the pillow and it's holding up the money. So also by mutter, it wouldn't by bosses then, since it's holding up two things. His bosses only where it's only holding up the davar osur, or else where the ika chshivis is the davar osur. Mashenke, and that's the kash. I lechem is has no chshivis to get to a leichta. So why is lechem matrit? Some say no. We bought lechem as tzarech mitzvah. Shtei lechem. You need to mekayim the mitzvah. It's also called a chashiv zach." So anyhow, you stand, put a little something small on the table, and you only have a big lechta there, that was still blei boser. Because the ikar is the yisr. But the lechem, or you have something chashev on the table, they balance out. Right, so more rav, the whole kebiyudis really. So mahochi nam mistar, but they get this for us like that. The rav kebiyudis really, the rav tak holds for muksa, holds for migulis katsoi. The yom rav menichin ner agave dekel b'shabbos. You're allowed to put a lamp on top of the tree on Shabbos. Because you want to eat outside in your porch, outside in your backyard on Shabbos, didn't have lights then, so you had to put the lamp outside. So you put the lamp on the tree in your backyard so you can eat outside. So on Shabbos it's mutter, on Yom Tov it's also. You're not allowed to put the lamp even before Yom Tov on the tree, it's also. So tomorrow, if Rav holds like Rav Yudah, he says, "Migudas katzoi lei, hainu dishon lei ben Shabbos liyomtiv." This is the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Rashi, Manichim Ner Maboy Joyim on Friday, Agabe Deku, Vyid Luk Shom B'Shabbos, just to burn the whole Shabbos. The Lekal Mechis, like a Sheikhvim, Lishkol Eminei, we're not afraid when it goes out, you'll take away the limb, Venimsa Mishtamish B'Mechuber, and then it'll be Basar. Because something that's on a tree, you're not allowed to take it off the tree. It's called Yibi Mishtamish B'Mechuber. The Chivon, the Yaktsayel, Odover Osir. So why aren't we afraid that in the middle of Shabbos, you'll take the lamp off the tree, and you'll be mishtamish with the tree? The Torah says, since the beginning of Shabbos, this lamp was muksa, it's akta dover osir, ben hashmoshis, it's katsoy lekul yoyma. Because the Messiah, the whole day of Shabbos, the lamp remains muksa. Since the lamp is muksa, the whole Shabbos, even after the fire goes out, there's no gzeri you may come in the middle of Shabbos to take the lamp off the tree. Because it's also to touch the tree. It's also to touch the lamp. Because lamp is muksa. That's why it's good. Mashenkin on Yontif is not the way. Yontif, the nair doesn't become muksa. On Yontif, you're allowed to touch a nair. Therefore, you're not allowed to leave a nair on top of the tree. Because we're afraid in the middle of Yontif, you want to take the nair off the tree. And a mishtamshin, b'mechub l'kakro. You're not allowed to be mishtamsh with something on top of the tree. So that's why on Yontif, you have exeri, you can't leave the lamp on top of the tree. Shrashiv ein manichim b'yomtif, tishokul, because you have exeri, maybe you'll take the lamp off the tree. Or manichle, or mishtamish bilan, and you'll be, if that's called, you'll be mishtamish bilan. And that's also. Eli, yamazat gemara krib shimin tzvirle, but if you're going to say Rav holds like Reb Shimon, then what? Even the lamp. When is it also on Shabbos as muksam? Only calls them on it's burning. But when the lamp goes out, then it becomes mutter. You should be exeri even on Shabbos. How are you allowed to leave the lamp on the tree at the beginning of Shabbos? Why are we afraid later when the lamp goes out, maybe you come to take the lamp off the tree? And that's an issue, you'd be mishtamish with the tree. Mali Shabbos, Mali Yomtiv. Selamai, it's a raya, Rav holds like a Yehuda. That's what it implies. Rashi, Mali Shabbos. V'Shabbos nam b'shokal l'kishiyichve. On Shabbos also will take it off when it goes out. Selamai, it's a raya, Rav holds like a Yehuda. So the Gemara of a Rav, Reb Yehuda, Sfirle, is this true? That Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, that you say Migu, since the beginning of Shabbos was Muksa, it remains also those Shabbos, V'boyimenei de Rav. They asked the Shaila from Rav. Malu tetule shagre de Chanukosom, mekamei chavre b'Shabbat. Shabbos Chanukah, you had the menorah lit. The Mizman had Gemara, where they light the menorah? Outside, in the front of the house, it was outside on the street. Now you're afraid now, mekamei chavre. Chavre is bad goyim, that we're afraid the goyim will seize the menorah, they'll give us trouble, they'll start to kill us. So you want to know, after you mekayim the mitzvah of the Chanukah, at night, after the nair went out, are you allowed to take the nair inside or not? The Yomalu and Rav answered back, Shapidomi. Rav answered back, yes, you're allowed to take the menorah back inside the house. So who is Shvev? Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, that you said, Migudas Katsoi. So beginning the Shabbos when the menorah was lit, it's muksa, you can't touch the menorah. So even after the fire goes out, there's still remain muksa. So how is Rav Matthew take the menorah back inside the house? Teretz is poshid. Shasat chak, Shani. Here was a Shasat chak. We're talking about the Goyim. We're afraid the Goyim will start up with us. So that's why Bazundra hit him. But if not for Shasat chak, of Adol Baibosa. So Rashi Shargo de Chanukah, the Acha Shekova, after the menorah went out, Makame Chavre, Shle Yeru Bechotza, the Goyim shouldn't see the menorah outside Yechotza. Could you mean a perkin the Eulon, the second parak, the noise play Betevach, a summer of Shusar Rabbin? You put your menorah outside in your front yard, near the Shusar Rabbin. The Yodu Shadliku boy near, and the Goyim, hey, at night you're not afraid, by says the Goyim Ashikra in the house, they don't come out, they don't see you. But the question is, next morning when the Goyim go out and see it, if your menorah is going to be outside in your yard, even though now it's not lit, the goyim are going to know, last night you had your menorah lit, and they'll come to kill you. The yodu shedliku boy ner, vein gozru, and the goyim made exero, shloi lahadlik, you're not allowed to light. Inami b'yoyim chagam, we're also talking about their yomtiv. Ein manichem lidlik or elo beis avoy dezora. On their yomtiv, they're only matter to light a ner in the beis avoy dezora, no place else. So melo teshasat chak, right, the chavadrashi shem umeshoyisim parsoyim. Is so it's no steer, there it says Shasat Chak Shani. Without Shasat Chak, Avad the Rav also holds like a Yehuda. The Omale Rav Kana Rav Ashner Rav Hoch Yukasa, is this type of true that you're allowed to move the menorah after the light goes out, that he has to frakash on him? He answered back, Omalahu, Kedayu Rav Shimi Lismacholab Shasat Chak. Avad, I also don't hold like this. Just for Shasat Chak, the Goyim shouldn't start up with us. Here I'm matra, take the menorah back in the house after it goes out. But if not for Shasat Chak, Avad, I hold like Rav. Rav holds like Yehuda, that since the Nair was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, and then it was a Muksadik Aloch, you can't touch it. Migu, the Skatsoy, at the beginning of Shabbos, remains also those Shabbos.